Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter either, at Captain's America. And our website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things we have up there, including a link for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and a great article that she writes. There's a link there on the page to find her. And how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good. You?
I'm still standing. It's remarkable with a couple of things we had to do in the last 10 minutes. But anyway, you know, we're going to talk about Mitch McConnell here in a minute, but I want to start it out this way. Joe Biden has decided to let members of Congress decide if they should be able to trade stocks on the insider information they get, according to Jen Psaki. Now, Nancy Pelosi reversed course and signaled that she was willing to ban the congressional stock trades on insider information. And, of course, House lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are demanding that Pelosi and McCarthy swiftly hold a vote on some sort of bills to ban congressional members from trading stocks on insider information.
We have something out there called the Stock Act. And it appears to me, after I read it 2 weeks ago, maybe,
yep,
that she's in violation of the Stock Act already.
Yep.
The other thing is I think between the House and the Senate, there are about 50 members that are in violation of insider trading. So it kind of says to me, you know, what in the world's going on? Chris Collins, who was a congressman, I'm trying to remember what state.
Connecticut? I'm thinking.
Well, let me see if I can find out. But he was sentenced. He was Southern District, let's see. Anyway, he was convicted of insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something very wrong going on here. And I would say that Pelosi is, She's not putting people before an ethics committee or any kind of investigation. Furthermore, I would also argue that we've got a Department of Justice that should be looking at what insider trading is. And insider trading, you know, these people are on committees. And even if they're not on a committee, they all talk to each other. Pelosi himself may not be buying and trading stocks, but she's certainly telling her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have some real issues here. And obviously she's probably one that has abused it more than any other member of Congress.
Yeah, and she's at the core of the problem, according to what these other people are saying. Okay, now, Mitch McConnell. Former President Donald Trump directed more of his vitriol at Mitch McConnell yesterday after the Senate Minority Leader criticized the Republican National Committee for censuring two anti-Trump party members. McConnell on Tuesday again condemned the January 6, 2021 attack at the Capitol and criticized the RNC for its censure of Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger, two anti-Trump politicians on the June 6 Select Committee. Now, the move that was made by Kevin McCarthy was very well received and is very popular amongst the majority of the Republican Party members.
Here's what Mitch McConnell, I think, is forgetting here, and that is when the committee was being formed, it was supposed to be bipartisan.
Yep.
And so... and then there was a lot of brouhaha about how this committee was crafted and what its work would actually be.
Mm-hmm.
So McCarthy didn't want anything to do with it, but he felt like he needed to at least put some people on this committee to protect the interest of many people, many Republicans in Washington.
Correct.
Well, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't allow any of those people to be on the committee, which was, I think, one was Jim Jordan.
That's correct.
You know, the only two that she approved of was Kissinger and Cheney. So we all have seen how that's played out. So why would Mitch McConnell be okay with how Pelosi has managed this thing? The second thing is, and a lot of people tend to forget this, is that presidents, when they are in office, they have the ability to use executive privilege to protect conversations and documents.
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi is, and through the courts, they have disavowed anything that Trump had regarding January 6th mm-hmm. under executive privilege.
All right, hold that thought. We'll have more folks when we come back, if you want to chime in. I'm going to let Kathy give you the number. Here it goes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for going on 85 years. As well as the fact that they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico.com, the website, can give you all the information you want about the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can certainly give you rates to check out and see if you want to sign up with them to get your insurance. Now, something else that will save you money, if you bundle your homeowners, your renters, and or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, you'll save a bunch of money. I know it saves me money, and I was surprised because for a number of years I didn't know it, and I was just paying through the nose, but not today. All right. Let's go back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So just to wrap up this deal on Mitch McConnell, I believe that the guy should relinquish his leadership post should Trump get back in again and give it to somebody else. Let somebody else run it and see what they can do. I think it would be the best thing to do for the good of the party and for the good of the country. What do you think?
I'm fine with changing him out as the leader, the Republican leader of the Senate. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, you've heard the conversation. What do you think?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, Mitch Smith for China, you know, he shouldn't. He's got no one's interest in mind but his own and our enemy. But in regards to, feeding the beast, if you look at a chart where you take blue state, red state, and you have where, you know, the charitable donor sits, the red state outnumbers the blue state 10-1.
Right.
Democrats, they don't donate. They don't give anything to charitable organizations but their own selves, and they're looking to take from the system. But now, if 80-something million Americans that did vote for President Trump are the ones that really have jobs and pay taxes. In regards to feeding the beast, if we decided to say we all band together, listen, the Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck the Schmuck Schumer, what's his name? We get McConnell. All of those on the left, and the rhinos on the right. They're feeding off of us. They're living off of us. Us hardworking taxpaying citizens. Now, if we decide, well, we're gonna just stay out. We're not because we're the ones that are working. Because the majority of the base of the Democrat Party is either college students that they're full of debt, or they're people on social service, on welfare. No, they don't. We're supporting the whole damn, the whole kit and caboodle here.
True.
Yeah.
If we say we're not going to pay taxes anymore, and put the bloodsuckers in Washington D.C. who live off the public, off the hardworking taxpayers. I think that's one way of shutting this down and running these people out. Because once they see that they're not getting these checks anymore on the left, in the House, in the Senate. And those that represent state, local, and federal, that represent their blue states, they see that they're not getting paid anymore. I think they'll get up and walk away. And then we can start all over again.
Okay. Well,
All right.
Well, let's talk about it. So thanks, Mel. Denise, I will say this again. I've said it before. I'm in favor of a flat tax.
I am too, or a fair tax, either one
right.
of those. You know,
get rid of the income tax. Yep.
Precisely. The other piece is that Washington D.C., regardless of what aisle side of the aisle you're sitting on, they don't realize what is really happening outside of the Potomac.
No.
They just and they don't have any idea how much what they do. Whether it is legislatively or politically, you know, with their stupidness, how much it angers people and how it affects our lives. I mean, they talk around the fact that, you know, prices are going up, there's not food in the grocery stores, and,
right.
and that, you know, the price of gasoline. Well, I've been saying for a long time, and I'm kind of disappointed in the Republicans. Just let's start here. The Affordable Care Act. It's not affordable.
I don't care
what anybody says. You know, people may be sitting here on Obamacare, and they may be getting it for free, or they may be getting it for $10 a month. Well, but what's it costing we little schmucks out here because we're having to pay taxes into the system because Obamacare is so highly subsidized. And all this money is going back to the hospitals, it's going back to the insurance companies. People don't even begin to realize what... So somebody really ought to put through some legislation to change the name of the Affordable Care Act because it's not affordable.
No.
And I think that COVID-19 has really told us how many people... don't go to the doctor or seek the medical treatment they have because they can't afford it with the deductibles and, you know, the co-pays and, you know, the prescription drugs and all this. So they would miss, we're not as healthy as we necessarily could be. And I think that was contributing to a lot of the, death and the number of illnesses.
Could be.
Because of comorbidities.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of thinking that needs to happen here. And I'm disappointed in really all the Republicans. Some of them are doing some good stuff, but it's not enough. They need to be teaching us to kind of come along with them. There's some good ones in the House, and there's some good ones in the Senate. But their chaos causes more chaos out here.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up with this cockamamie bulletin day before yesterday from the Department of Homeland Security talking about domestic and international terror threats.
Right.
And if you read through that, which I did, I call BS on the whole bulletin. You know, they're setting us up here for if you do A, this is going to happen. You know, I mean, we're living in a panic out here in civilian land because Washington, D.C. is so dysfunctional.
Well,
I don't know where else to go with that one.
Let's talk about the Freedom Convoy because we know that the Freedom Convoy is alive and well in Canada. They have the entire Detroit, Windsor, westbound port of entry tied up. They're getting the trucks to go off at Huron, Port Huron, and come into the U.S. that way because the line is so long, they can't get the trucks through. Hours and hours and hours is what it's taking. But here's the deal. Be careful what you wish for, Joe Biden and company. A new U.S. convoy of the Freedom Convoy is starting up, and it may, in fact, be heading for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Did you hear that?
Yeah, of course.
Now, if it does, it does. In the meantime, there's one that's starting up in Alaska that apparently is going to come down to the U.S., and I don't know if it's going to go to D.C. or not, but all the plans are to get the trucks into D.C. for one big, huge rally. Don't know what the date is.
A couple of days ago, Jen Psaki was asked about this, and she said, you know, the Biden administration is not worried about this convoy at all. You know, whatever, if it shows up in Washington, D.C. Then yesterday, I think it was, she has somewhat said we're aware of it, and they're looking at the polling and so forth, and all of a sudden some interesting things have happened. And that is that we've got a handful of governors out there that decided to lift these mask mandates.
Yep.
Democrat governors.
Yep.
so they're looking at the support, they're looking at the money that has gone through Gives and Go,
yep,
and some cryptocurrency to support them. So they're watching.
All right. Hold that thought. More tomorrow when we talk. Denise Simon, Founders Code. Have yourself a great day. All right, we will talk to her tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll let Mark talk to you, and we'll be right back.
I'm American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. friends, his president meets with Russia and Ukraine presidents separately as tensions continue.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says students and teachers should continue to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, even as Democratic states lift mask mandates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized flexibility on Wednesday and said the White House is evaluating the data. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, you find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in my backyard. I'm in Tampa Bay, down here in Florida. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay, so they're about 12 miles away from me. Now, the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got the one in Concord over in Massachusetts, outside Boston, the one in Clearwater here in the Tampa Bay area. But in either case, You need to call them up. I'll give you the number in a minute. And take a tour of either one of the facilities that you want to check on. Because you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the people that handle these student loans, both your veterans' benefits as well as a regular student loan. Now, you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. You tell them which campus you want to go to, and they'll set it up, and you'll be in like Flynn. Now, remember, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And I'm sure you're going to like what you see. National Aviation Academy. They've been in business 75 years, and they train people to become aviation maintenance technicians, a very highly paid, highly skilled job that you will not regret doing. Now, an Army investigative report, numbering about 2,000 pages, and released to the Washington Post through a Freedom of Information Act request, details the life or death decisions made daily by U.S. soldiers and Marines who were sent to secure the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, as thousands converged on the airfield in a frantic bid to escape. Now, I will tell you that I've looked at some of this, not all of it, because this is just, this is unbelievable. The military knew, especially the Marines, that they were in harm's way, that they were in a position the way that they had been situated where they were like sitting ducks. Their words, not mine. Read the report, you'll find out. It's really a shame. These deaths could have been avoided had the security been allowed to be ramped up the way that a couple of the generals there wanted to do it, but it is what it is, and I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit over all this, and we'll see where it goes. Now, the Marine Corps has been in one military service holdout for years, and they likely won't gender integrate boot camp at the platoon level, to where they'll put men and women together like some of the other services have. And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. Because that way you don't worry about, well, the girls got treated a little different than the guys. And no. Let them do what they do, and because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's not broke. Now, there's also, according to the Air Force, multiple disincentives and penalties written into Air Force policies, making it more difficult now to seek mental health treatment. Now, I don't really know what that's all about, but I was brought to my attention to look at something that was sent, and until I look at it, I'm not going to comment about it. By the way, not only are the advanced service members in Romania following up on the force that's coming behind to set up to deter the Russian aggression, no, their mission is not combat. They are not there for combat. They are there for support, for logistics, for communications, for intelligence. That's what they're doing. And if anybody tells any different, they don't know what they're talking about. There may be a few military police, but that's about the end of it. Now, AFRICOM, the commander, General Stephen Townsend, yesterday said that he's received reports of Russian involvement, at least in the Sudan, and not too distant in the past either. That Russian troops have been visible in some of these African coups going on right now. And why wouldn't they be? Why wouldn't they be? They like stirring up trouble. By the way, just to tell you this, the Marines tasked with guarding the Abbey Gate at the Hamid Karzai International Airport, who were exposed, hung out in the middle of the wide open spaces, while so many other partner nations were using the gate for their own evacuation efforts. It was impossible to coordinate with them all, according to the 82nd Airborne Division Command Sergeant Major David R. Pitt, who wrote quite an interesting report yesterday. You can find it by going to Task and Purpose and reading it over there. Now, U.S. and European officials are worrying that Russian military exercises scheduled to start today could provide cover for a sudden strike against Ukraine. I don't think so. I still think that, given the choice, Russia doesn't want to start anything. It could result in some really dire consequences. Because I will say this again. There are nuclear weapons in the area. And they could be used, one versus the other. Hate to see it happen, but they could be used. Would it be done? Maybe. Depends on how dire the situation gets. By the way, Lieutenant General Michael Carrillo, who's the deputy commander over at CENTCOM, says policing Afghanistan from afar is extremely difficult but not impossible. And CENTCOM is now saying they need more resources to counter the Afghanistan terror threat. This is Lieutenant General Carrillo is the nominee to replace General McKenzie. Now, President Biden's nominee to command U.S. troops in the Middle East said that he sees Iran's regional influence and weapons programs as vexing, and that he believes America has a moral obligation to evacuate more Afghans who helped the United States during its longest war. The problem is, how do you get them out without getting them killed? Because the Taliban want to do nothing more than make examples of them to bring the rest of the country in line and line these people up and hang them or whatever. By the way, there is a $10 million reward for the ISIS-K leader who was responsible for directing and putting together the August blast that killed our 13 troops in Kabul. The State Department has announced a reward of up to $10 million for information on Sanaullah Ghaffari, known as Shabab al-Mahir, the leader of the Afghanistan branch of the Islamic State terrorist group that was responsible for the August blast that killed our 13 U.S. troops and 170 Afghanis at the Kabul airport. Nobody talks about those civilians, but they all died too. 170. All right. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mark Walters, of course, is the host of Armed American Radio, heard on many of these same stations Sunday nights live at 8 p.m. all across the country. Make sure you tune in, find out more about him, armedamericanradio.org. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, let me tell you, folks, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the all-new redesign Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Now, it's also got some amazing creature comforts, like the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, and the heated seats, too. When it's 44 degrees outside, you're going to appreciate them. Now, that really is fantastic. But let me tell you about the really good stuff. Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, one other little thing here. There are about 30 minutes north of St. Pete, downtown St. Pete. You can find them real easy. Come right up 275 and jump off the Florida Avenue exit, and you'll find them right there. Now, they're also not very far away from downtown Tampa, about 20 minutes when there's no big traffic. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, before we get to a caller who's on the line, I want to mention a couple of things here. Number one, Congress has just reached a large-scale funding agreement. Does that mean we're not going to have a continued resolution this time around?
Isn't that, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that basically what it is? It's, you know, just basically more of the same?
It kind of sounds like it, but...
I don't know. I haven't looked into, you know, whatever agreement. I can tell you whatever agreement it is. It's that they're spending more than they're taking in. And that's a point in time. I mean, we keep saying this again and again and again. It needs to stop. So, again, I don't know what type of spending agreement they came up with, but it usually you know, has to do with raising the debt ceiling and spending more.
Yeah, and now that the money situation has settled off a little bit here, we suddenly have Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, yes, I think it is a good idea. We should ban Congress from having insider information to buy stocks now that she's made her hundreds of millions.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, I mean, they'll find another outlet. There's more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to making money as a politician, that's for sure. And you'll be able to make private investments, which they'll end up doing, mm-hmm. in regard to areas where money and development is going to go. And mm-hmm. Listen, you know, it's crooked as crooked can be. But hey, people, you know, we talk about this, we complain about this, but we continue to put these people back in office.
I know.
Names, the same faces again and again and again. It was interesting yesterday. You had, I think it was Nebraska, signed on to.
Yeah, the 17th. It was the 17th state. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, constitutional convention, which
yep.
I think we need 37.
33
to get it going.
Right.
I would be mm-hmm. told. And you know, the constitutional convention again. You can bypass Congress in order to get amendments and things. I'd love to see is a balanced budget amendment and term mm-hmm. limits. On everybody in D.C.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Judy from Sarasota.
What's up there, Judy?
Question for you and for Chris.
Sure.
I heard a report today on your radio station on the news. It says when the interest rates begin to rise, it said don't look for raises in our CDs and our savings interest because they said that the stimuluses that were passed out built up our bank accounts. So what do you think about that?
Okay, thank you, Judy. What do you think, Chris?
I'm sorry, I didn't exactly hear what you said about it exactly.
All right, are you still there, Judy?
Yeah.
Okay, ask that again.
Okay, because when the interest rates rise, I heard a report today that the interest that they pay us in our CDs or our savings, et cetera, that's not going to rise. And their excuse was because the stimuluses that they gave out pumped up our bank account balances, and I wonder what you thought of that.
I don't know. I don't know who stated that. That's just, you know, that's just not true. I
mean, it's asinine.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know where that information came from.
It was a news report. I heard it before you came on.
Yeah, you know, which again, most news reports are pretty much garbage at this point in time. You know, they'll come up a little bit. Banks will have the interest rates come up a little bit. We're not going to see any big movement in regards to interest rates. We can't. I mean, if the Fed raises, a 100 basis points, 75 basis points, hey, you're going to see the interest on your CDs and your savings accounts come up a little bit. But it's not going to be nearly commensurate with inflation by any stretch. You know, mm-hmm. the saying we have nowadays is cash is trash. The rest of reality is because it is. I mean, you know, we got an inflation number coming out today, and I don't buy the government numbers. I think it's much, much hotter than that. So, you know, you have to be kind of smart with your money in regards to finding things, other avenues of putting your money away, looking for high-quality dividend stocks, and other ways of getting some sort of yield out of your money. But no, I wouldn't expect, if the Fed raises rates, your savings rates and your CD rates will come up a little bit, but it's still going to be, you know, much ado about nothing.
Mm. Okay, by the way, George the Godfather, Simon in saying good morning. So good morning back to George.
Oh, good morning, George.
Yeah, and of course, George is from up there where you're now living. But you're getting ready to make the big move one of these days, right?
Well, I got a couple. I got a sophomore in high school. Once he's done, I get him off to college, then I'm out.
Good, good. Then we can go have lunch together.
Yeah.
I can get you involved.
Looking forward to it.
Get you involved in some of the stuff I got going here. Okay, listen. There was a poll yesterday that came out, and this is very significant. Real Clear Politics, that's an average of all the polls that are done. Joe Biden went down to 39% for his favorability in terms of all of the polls that are out there. They average them all together and then come up with a number. Now, the other thing is Biden's numbers are now lower at the current level than any other president, including Donald Trump, has been at this time in their length of tenure of office.
Yeah, well, you know, I caution people with these polls because, again, you know, they kind of extrapolate pushing the stuff out to, you know, the 2022 or 2024. Still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who the Republicans are going to end up running in certain positions. But it seems to be one mess after another. And, I don't think Biden truly appreciates how much people are feeling inflation. And how hard it's hitting.
No, he has no idea, Chris.
It's a constant reminder every single time people go to the pump. And it was just a year ago, you're paying under $2 a gallon. And, you know, now you're paying over $4. It's crazy. It really is.
It was $1.87 a gallon when we voted for the president in 2020 in Florida.
Yeah, and that's the only reason, you know, it's all self-inflicted. This is all policy decisions. It's not geopolitical or anything else. It's not because of hurricanes. It's because of the people you voted for.
By the way, I don't know where this is coming from, but Mattel, the toy company, you know who they are, right?
Yeah.
Forecasted a full year's earnings above estimates as the toy demand is holding strong around the world.
Yeah, some good earnings numbers yesterday, not just from Mattel, Disney as well. Said that the return to the theme parks have really, you know, helped their numbers, not to mention their streaming service is actually growing like gangbusters. It's going to be bigger than Netflix at this time. So, again, they're doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. It's not just here in America. It's their international growth as well. It's amazing to have almost as many people, I think almost maybe even more people in India subscribe to Disney Plus than we do here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, India has more people than we have, but the growth potential is obviously there.
Well, I'll tell you who else had a big day yesterday, and that was Uber. They said that their fourth quarter profit bounced back after the ride-hailing service picked back up again. They were going in the toilet quickly, but they're back.
Their revenue's up. They still got a while to go before they really start making it.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. So stay out of trouble and stay warm.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, when we come back, we have a lot of different things to take a look at here. And we'll do just that. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.